this is Joanna. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does she make her boyfriends check in every hour? Does she prefer to sleep with married men? Or does she take 32 pills a day? We'll open this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage! Welcome to Baggage, where love-minded singles confess their secrets for a chance at romance. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a hostess from Mendenhall, Mississippi. Please welcome Joanna. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And what brings you here? What are you looking for?
I need a guy who's very athletic that can challenge me on the basketball court and in the boxing ring. I am a boxer. But I have to say that I have a very special man in my life, though. And
yes.
His name is Jerry Seinfeld. And I have to have a man that's very confident in himself that I am completely in love with Jerry Seinfeld. And if he doesn't like the show Seinfeld, then he's out of here.
Oh, so that is a requirement. They have to.
That's a requirement. Yeah.
So we have three guys here, and I just met them backstage. I don't know much about them, but they're good-looking guys. I think you're going to be pleased with that. I don't know how well any of them box, but we're going to find out. But like all of us, they do have some baggage. You ready to meet them?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Bring them out. He is the director of an assisted living facility in Anaheim, California. Let's hear it for Daniel.
Hello, Joanna. I'm a sophisticated, driven, and passionate man, and I can't wait to sweep you off your feet.
Up next, he's a marketing manager from Phoenix, Arizona. Say hello to Sean.
Joanna, I'm an all-American basketball player and an award-winning poet, so I'd love to write you a sonnet that charms your pants off.
Wait till you go out a few times with her. And finally, he's a welder from Pasadena, California. Give it up for Brian.
Hi, Joanna. I'm Brian. I'm addicted to the gym. I'll stay active. And if you choose me, we'll end up burning a lot of calories together.
Okay. Nice.
Well, as you can see, each guy brought a small, medium, and large bag, each hiding a personal secret, otherwise known as their baggage. Of course, the bigger the bag, the bigger the baggage. This way, Joanna will find out the guy's flaws and issues before she chooses one of them for a date. Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Daniel. My parrot mimics my ex's orgasms. He's probably faking it.
I mean, I'm an animal lover, but I don't know about animals who mimic sexual noises. Maybe we can teach an old parrot new tricks. I don't know. We'll see.
What's going on with you and your parrot?
Well, my parrot is an African gray parrot. It mimics everything. And if you want to teach it new tricks, well, it'll be your new tricks and your new orgasms and your new voice.
I'm sweating, I think.
Sean, please reveal your baggage. I'm a high school dropout. Oh.
Hey. Education's very important to me. My dad was actually my high school principal, so it's very important to me and my family. So I'm really intrigued to see maybe why.
And why is that?
I dropped out to help support my mom. I got two jobs. I got my GED shortly after, and I can take care of myself and you to this day, so.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Nice recovery, that's good. Brian, please reveal your baggage. I carry a man purse.
I don't particularly like carrying my purse, so I could put my things in his purse. But if it gets to a point where like he starts trying to use like my toiletries or fingernail polish, then that could pose a problem. So hopefully that's not the case.
Brian, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, yes, I do carry a man purse. This is what it looks like. It looks like a gun holster, though, so it's real masculine. Yeah. So, you know, I can carry your lipstick or your ID if you don't feel like carrying anything. You know, I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
Up next, the guys reveal even bigger baggage, and Joanna shows one of them the door. Find out whose bag gets bounced when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage, where revealing your flaws could be the first step to finding new love. Now, earlier, we saw the guy's smallest baggage. We've got Daniel, whose parrot mimics his ex's orgasms. Sean, who's a high school dropout. And Brian, who carries a man's purse. Joanna, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means an even bigger piece of baggage. Now, we've placed the bags here randomly, so when Joanna decides which one of these she can't handle, whichever man claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. So, it is now time to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I visit my sperm on my birthday.
Okay.
Bag number two. I pee in my car. I assume he has bucket seats. Bag number three. I shave my testicles every Thursday.
Okay.
That is absurd. I mean, Thursdays? All right, so let's take a look and let's get your concerns of all three. I shave my testicles every Thursday.
I appreciate good hygiene. I practice really good hygiene.
You don't do that.
Well, no. However, I am a little concerned about the time of week. I mean, it's every Thursday. It seems a little obsessive compulsive.
Okay, I pee in my car. What is your concern there?
I mean, I hope at least he used, like, some kind of, like, sports drink bottle or something.
I would say.
But, you know, I guess if you gotta go, you gotta go. I don't know.
I visit my sperm on my birthday.
I don't know if he potentially wants to have kids. That's a very odd way to go about it. I mean, it's just so weird to me, but but the good thing about it is, though,
what?
At least it seems to me that maybe he does want to have kids, and I eventually want to have kids someday, so that's not so terribly bad. It's different.
Joanna, which one of these is your deal breaker?
Honestly, I'm gonna have to say that my deal breaker is... visit my sperm on my birthday.
And the why?
I don't know. I just feel like it's a little too kind of out there and for me, you know. Yeah. For some people it's great, but for me not so much.
Well, gentlemen, please claim your baggage. Yeah, what's that about?
I got a vasectomy at age 22. I just don't want a woman to decide when she wants to get pregnant. I want to decide it. So I put him in the sperm bank, and I call him every year on my birthday and to check up on them, see if they're on ice all right. So that's the reason.
I'm sorry, Daniel. It is time to pack up and go. Two men remain. We've got Sean, who pees in his car, and Brian, who shaves his testicles every Thursday. Gentlemen, please join me over here on the hot seat.
Joanna, this is the bag you didn't get to see. Obviously, I know how to party and you don't. Too bad you eliminated me. You're not gonna get to meet my parents.
Now, Joanna, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Now let's hear what the guys have to say about it. Brian shaves his testicles every Thursday. Sean, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are he's probably got some kind of werewolf problem or something like that.
I just keep myself groomed. I model too, so, you know, right? So, you know, I gotta keep it clean down there. You know, hair holds funk. You can't have it smelling down there when you're around beautiful.
Okay.
Look, when you're around beautiful ladies, right? Am I right?
It's nasty.
Sean pees in the car. What do you think of that?
Okay, you can pee in the bottle. He might leave a couple of bottles in there and might forget about it and might stink. You know. Look, what happens what happens if you miss it and you accidentally sit in there or something?
And the reason you do it is
I live a busy life. I have meetings I have to go to. I can't always get off on the exit. You know, so I keep a couple bottles right there just in case. One, you know, I got knees on the wheel and two bottles, I'm good.
Now, I'm going to ask each of you a series of questions so Joanna can see how compatible she is with you. So let's start with Sean. And Sean, if you will please step into the hot spot. We want the first answer that you think of, okay? Rapid fire questions. What bad habit gets you in trouble?
I wear socks with my sandals.
No. What's the last movie that made you cry?
Titanic.
Tell us one of your dietary quirks.
I drink eggs in the morning.
What's the last thing you did in your bedroom? Eat, pray, or love?
Last thing I did was pray.
Okay.
What's one thing you're really good at?
Basketball.
Thank you, Sean. What answer really struck you as either good or bad?
This guy's a basketball player, so yeah. I may have some competition here.
Brian, it is your turn on the hot spot. Brian, what bores you on a date?
When the girl's on the phone, that bores me.
What's something you have too much of?
I have a box of the pornos at home.
What famous person do you think you look like?
Like Usher or Will Smith.
What do you keep under your bed?
My box of pornos.
Okay.
What's one goal you'd like to accomplish in your lifetime?
Make it to being a big-time movie star, big-time model.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, what strikes you about his answers?
You do seem to have a lot of drive, a lot of ambition. That's great, because I'm very ambitious.
All right. Well, I don't want you to decide on any one of them just yet, okay? Because you haven't seen Sean and Brian's biggest baggage.
I'm nervous.
Don't forget, Joanna brought her own baggage, though, guys. Does she make her boyfriends check in at every hour? Does she prefer to sleep with married men? Or does she take 32 pills a day? We'll sort it all out when we come back. I'm here with Joanna, a hostess who wants to serve up a new love life. Now, our two single guys are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and Joanna will make her final decision. Will she choose Sean, who got F's in high school but P's in his car? Or Brian, who carries a man purse and shaves his man bag? Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Sean. I have family ties to the mafia.
Oh. It seems to me that mafia families are very tightly knit and tightly woven, so yeah. You must be a family guy, from what I assume. Yeah. Well, at least you have to be.
Yeah.
That is kind of scary, because what if, you know, that would endanger myself,
well, do you swim?
I do swim very well. Why do you ask?
Well, because you might wind up swimming with a fish.
Oh, no, I hope not.
No, I'm just saying, Sean, by the way, we're only kidding, and I love you, man.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on, Sean?
If you've seen the movie Casino, those characters were loosely based on part of my family.
Oh.
What? Hey, what's the matter with that?
Just think of what's going to happen if you don't pick him.
I'm scared.
Brian, please reveal your baggage. I poured dirt in my ex's gas tank. Well, what's your concern there? Again, it's not a good idea to break up with him.
I'm so caught off guard right now. If I have dirt in my gas tank, well, you know, obviously that's not good.
What do you want to say?
My ex-girlfriend keyed my car.
Oh.
This was years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little revenge. I don't do anything like that now. I just let stuff go now, you know?
Oh.
No. I mean, I guess I understand that, but as Jerry Seinfeld once said,
mention him again.
The best revenge is living well, so.
Sean, tell Joanna why she should choose you and not Brian.
I don't wear a purse, and I don't have to shave that bad. I'm also very passionate about my family, about working, working towards having a family as well.
That's sweet. That's good.
I'm a good person deep down inside, and I love poetry. I'm very artistic. So I'd love to take you places you haven't been before.
Ryan, tell Joanna why she should choose you and not Sean.
Well, you know, he's tied to the mafia. Who wants to deal with that issue? This was years ago. I was younger. I used to hoop in high school, too. Star point guard.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm into fitness. So, I mean, we could have a lot of fun together. Point blank. Period.
Well, it is time to choose. Will it be Sean, a high school dropout who pees in his car and has family ties to the mafia? Or will it be Brian, who carries a man purse, shaves his testicle every Thursday, and poured dirt in his ex's gas tank? Let's start here with Sean. Positives and negatives.
Okay, it seems like you do have a very tightly woven family, and I appreciate that. I'm very family oriented. I hope that, you know, your ties aren't that close. And as for Brian here, obviously your ex wasn't very good to you. She keyed your car. I felt like you seem like a very nice guy, so you could just be your nice self and you don't have to pour dirt in someone's gas tank. You said it was years ago, so I totally believe that. I believe that.
All right. Well, Joanna, it is time to send one of these guys packing.
Well, I have to say, I'm really sorry, but Brian, you have too much baggage.
I'm sorry, Brian. It's time to pack up and go.
Hey, I totally understand. You have your preference. Have fun with Mafia PP Boy over here. I'll see you around.
And congratulations, Brian and Joanna! Wow. But it's not over yet. Sean has to decide if he wants to be with her after seeing her big baggage. Find out when we come back. Great job. Sean here for a fabulous date, but the tables have now turned, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Joanna's big red bag? Does she make her boyfriends check in every hour? Does she prefer to sleep with married men? Or does she take 32 pills a day? Sean, of those three possibilities, what is the toughest piece of baggage?
I would definitely have to say sleeping with married men. That's tough.
That's the biggest.
Yes.
You couldn't accept that?
No.
Okay. All right. Joanna, please reveal your baggage.
Okay.
My boyfriends must check in every hour.
Way.
What would the reason for that be?
I've had some troubled relationships in the past, yeah. And I do appreciate it if someone just checks in, you know, just says hi. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, just hey, how you doing? And that's it, that's all I ask. I don't think that's too terribly much to ask for, you know?
Okay, and what do you think? But every hour, I just want to be clear.
Yeah, I mean, why not every hour? What if another girl's on his mind? Then I'll know, you know, if he's not checking in, then I'll
know. What's your concerns about that?
I do have a job, so, I mean, it's gonna be difficult to check in all the time.
Sean, can you accept Joanna's baggage?
Joanna, I accept.